Hello, friends. We, the Toronto 1 and Kabyu 2 10s, have been blessed by the Creator with an increasing feeling of importance for this gathering through our meetings and in preparation to present to all of you our great and precious friends of the World CLI. And from that sharing of our hearts, we open our hearts to you and offer the joy and importance the Creator has given through the beautiful growing connection that exists here between us. The Creator's hand was apparent in guiding us to the excerpts and workshop questions that have been selected. To a friend, we all gravitated to them and felt them as just right for this morning lesson preparation, and that makes us even more grateful and happy to pass it all along to you. And with that, we say shalom to all of you and hug you, and we pass the honor back to Pedaktiva.
So we're going to read an excerpt from the source. There is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work. Again, there is no light except for that which comes out of the darkness. This is so because when that side surrenders, the Creator rises above and His glory grows. Also, the work of the Creator is only out of darkness, and there is no good except from within the bad. And when one enters a bad way and leaves it, the Creator rises in His glory. Hence, the perfection of everything is good and bad together, and to later depart to the good. And there is no good except for that which comes out of the bad. And in that good, the glory of the Creator increases. And this is complete work.
Question for an active workshop. How does our work of unity, above all differences, build that point of contact with the Creator? Again. How does our work of unity, above all differences, build that point of contact with the Creator?
How does our work build it? I don't know exactly how to describe it. What I know is just as they started to ask, I remembered that at 5 p.m. on the Zoom, my phone rang. I was in a state that was all kind of upside down, and then I automatically pressed to connect to our call. And in the call, there was a duet of two connection duty friends who were reading in tandem, and it awoke me in such levels I can't even describe. This is just one of the ways.
The work, our effort to hang on together above the separation. First of all, its equivalence of form with the corrected state. And these efforts awaken the light from the next degree to really come and connect us. In addition, this is what Kabbalists recommend. And if we choose the approach of we will do and we will hear, when follow the Kabbalists' advice, we are certain to be on the right path.
The Creator is good, who does good. He educates us, he raises us through these states, through the left and through the right. We get discernments of what is the quality of bestowal, and our attitude towards that state in return is only in the tendency and the inclination towards one another.
The quality is in the request to bestow, and the request to really achieve adhesion with the Creator above all the individual differences, and that creates work in being like the quality of bestowal, which enables that equivalence of form.
Yeah, you can look at these questions from several sides, but it's our work on unity that generates the contact with the Creator, because it brings us to a more general perception, more whole, more correct, instead of each one being dug in and looking at his teeth as personal, an individual cogwheel. Here in this work on unity, we disconnect from this egoistic work, and we see how each one complements one another, and we don't just sting one another. We're part of one picture, and we see the working mind behind this picture. And because this work is opposite to nature, it generates contact with the Creator, contact of prayer, a tight contact, a need for Him to help.
Yeah, in the end, reality is something complete, absolute, but each of us comes out of an egoistic perception, a very partial perception of reality. The more we can create this feeling of unity, the more our perception of reality changes to become more complete and closer to its complete state. And this is called commency, where we discover the actual complete reality.
We'll read another excerpt from all Einayim. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him. again. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is only appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Question for a silent workshop. Each one thinks of how, above all the opposites and contradictions, we all want to be part of one system. Again, each one thinks of how, above all the opposites and contradictions, we all want to be part of one system.
Prayer. Creator, as we approach this morning lesson, we thank you for the opportunity to connect that you have placed before us. Grant us the strength through our connection to overcome all the rejection that you reveal. Through this overcoming, help us grow in our united desire to reveal you within our connection. May this work together make us more capable messengers as we strive to share this wisdom of unity to all. Amen.
Thank you.